very interesting for me. I mean, I've just looking at the, just since you and I spoke in March, and I really wanted to come on the show, you know, again, I had all this other stuff that I had to do, obviously, with the, you know, the filming and whatever else. But, I mean, we can go over some of the stuff that I said that's happened, and we'll go over some of the stuff that hasn't.
Absolutely. Now I want to look into the future, too.
And, the biggest thing that I talked about on March, when you and I spoke on March 20th, is you asked me how long will the war last, and I told you it'll last exactly 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And the war lasted from March 19th to when Bush declared victory on May 1st, which is 43 days, 6 weeks, and one day.
Right. Can we say, though, that it is over? I mean, we're still there. We're still getting killed.
Hold on a second. We also spoke about, and I published articles about this in my newsletter, saying what was going to happen was that you would see virtually no resistance in the cities, and that the Republican Guard and the resistance would fade into the civilian population, and this would become a sniper guerrilla war
mm-hmm.
as long as we were there. And I published the opinions of a couple of generals that I agreed with, who said, look, the body bags are going to start coming back in a steady stream for as long as we're there. The other thing we spoke of, and this was very interesting, because I need to divide this into two separate things. We spoke about, is Saddam Hussein dead?
Right.
And I gave two opinions. I gave the opinion of Stacey Dean, who does a lot of astrology for my newsletter, who did an astrological chart for this. She had actually published an article in my newsletter 2 months prior that gave the exact dates of the start of the war, and we also mentioned that. And she said that she felt Saddam was dead. My exact meditation on this was that I saw literally a almost like a cardboard cutout, like a black hole. It was like an outline of a man that was filled with stars that was sucking energy into the place where he used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you believe that his son or he may have died in that first attack.
Yeah, and I said, I believe that whatever this means is that he's either dead or mortally wounded.
Right.
I did say that I think it was Uday, I think, that died in that attack.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. However, I can tell you, and this comes directly from the very, very highest levels of American military intelligence, that there is currently not a single scrap of evidence that Saddam Hussein is still alive.
Other than there have been reports from Iraqis, if you can believe them,
right,
that they've seen him around the countryside.
Well, here's the problem.
They may have seen a double.
Is that you've heard about the supposed where we've just missed him by 2 hours or
yes,
so?
Yes, yes, which is still going on, right,
that's
as we speak.
That's how can I say, popularly, it's being put forward, it's a myth that's being put forward for certain reasons. Number one, to continue the roundup of the various officials like Chemical Ali that they actually, you know, caught yesterday. Number two, giving him excuse to round up Republican Guard and weapons. But in every single case, and this comes from I can't even tell you how high this source is, but the highest source who says that in every case that they've actually broken into places where he's supposedly been, where they've found personal effects, you know, chewed cigars, glasses, the whole thing, they've gone over the areas with literally with ultraviolet fine tooth cones and have not found a single shred of DNA that actually proves that he's still alive.
You believe he's dead then?
I do, yes.
All right.
So here's part two of this, which I thought was interesting, and I was in a bit of disagreement with this, but this comes once again directly from this very high level source.
Why don't we simply say he's dead and leave it like that?
No. I was going to talk about something else. This is Osama bin Laden. You want to hear about him?
Yeah, but I mean, why don't we as a government say Saddam Hussein is dead?
I asked that question, and he said, because if the United States cannot produce a body, either in the space of Saddam Hussein
sure.
or Osama bin Laden, that we cannot 100% verify it, and that is what the Europeans would actually demand.
Yeah, that's what the Iraqis will demand.
And Iraqis as well, and he said that is why you will never hear the U.S. government say 100% unequivocally
right.
that he is dead.
Okay.
However, I asked about audio tapes, and he laughed and said, he says they're so bad. They're all static and they're all patched together.
Mm-hmm,
and he says eventually the audio tapes will fade out. But you know, and now they're writing handwritten letters. But that comes from the highest source. Now you know that. And here's the problem. When I originally said this on the 20th, and I explained this to you as well, that there are two very specific things when you look at the political or physical assassination of a leader. There is the man himself, and then the office of the person. Does that make sense?
The myth.
There's George Bush, and there's like the presidency, and the presidency is like a creature in and unto itself. It's an office that a man occupies.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
It has that awe about it.
Right. It's like, who's Clinton now that he's not president of the United States?
Right.
An example. So psychically, when you're looking at a leader, And this is one of the only things that I got wrong about Clinton in the some 8 years that he was president of the United States. When you're looking at a political assassination, which is somebody stepping down or an impeachment or whatever, it's literally like a character assassination, if you will. The same black sort of dark energy around a physical assassination, in other words, the physical death of a leader,
mm-hmm.
looks exactly the same, psychically. So when Hussein, when his government collapsed in on the space where he used to be, which is what I saw, it became very, very difficult because there's no longer that aura of power around him, so to speak, for me to actually psychically see where he is or what's going on with him. So it's so when I actually talked about that first attack, and the only thing that really confirmed it for me is when his bodyguard showed up a few days later, simply having lived in the Middle East and understanding how loyal Muslims are, I thought, well, if the bodyguard has left,
something's wrong.
Something's wrong, and he's probably dead. In the same breath, and this comes under a series of predictions that were made on this show, and this is where I'm really conflicted. I made a statement actually on the Christmas program with Art Bell back in 2000. This was December 26th of 2001, I believe it was, that I printed in my newsletter months before, and I said on the radio that I felt that Osama bin Laden would be killed, that he was the most vulnerable in between January 25th and February 5th. On February 5th, and I printed this in my newsletter and I stated on the radio, on February 5th specifically, there was a remote-controlled Global Hawk missile attack on a group of, what they believed to be Afghans that were moving across the desert.
Right, it was on a caravan of trucks.
Right, a caravan, in which they believe at that point they may have killed Osama bin Laden at that point, on February 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what the source told me. Because I was kind of flabbergasted by a lot of this stuff. And he says, well, all right.
Yeah. And when did the source tell you this, what you're about to tell me?
Last night.
Okay.
And he said, according to all the intelligence that we have, he said, he remarked, well, that's remarkable that you would see that, because on February 5th, we did hit this caravan in which we believe that Osama bin Laden was actually in the caravan, and we found blood that matched DNA samples that we managed to take from bin Laden's family. Apparently, from the story that we got over the course of about the next 8 weeks or so, the next 2 months, bin Laden was actually hit with shrapnel with this, from this bomb, this missile, this Global Hawk. At one point, about 6 weeks, and apparently became infected. And at one point, he sought treatment for this, in which we almost caught him, and he managed to escape. But as far as our best intelligence tells us, 8 weeks after that particular attack, his urinary tract backed up, his kidneys basically backed up
into
the infection.
They were bad anyway.
And that Osama bin Laden died approximately somewhere in the beginning of April of 2002, and that he is long gone. Now here's my problem with this, is that over and over and over again, when myself and other researchers have been going through and talking about the Bible Code, and as a matter of fact, you have the Delphi Associates newsletter there,
right?
That actually is the timelines of the Bible Code, which hopefully people who subscribe tonight, they'll get the issue that I sent you. That there is, across everything that we can find about what's going to happen in the Middle East, the name bin Laden somehow traced through the words atomic, Holocaust, Jerusalem, New York, smallpox, end of days, world war. There seems to be the name bin Laden, and the only way that I can, if he really did die, which was my original prediction on this.
And you still think he is dead?
Well,
you haven't changed that.
The only thing that I can say is that if bin Laden is in through all the Bible Code here, and once again, every time I try to focus on him, I can't see him. I keep remembering that he's one of something like 56 kids, and that the bin Laden name is one of the largest construction firms throughout the Middle East, based out of Saudi Arabia.
Right.
They built most of Mecca. And maybe it's because of the movement that he started, maybe we keep seeing the name bin Laden in the Bible Code, that maybe he as an individual is dead, but this movement that he began. And I always believed, from everything that I've studied and everything that I've seen, and I've said this since 1994, that bin Laden and Saddam Hussein were going to be the wind-up for that U.S. forces would go into Iraq, that we would fight a series of wars in the Middle East, and I said this in 94, that the wars in the Middle East that we would fight between 2001 and about 2005, that we would not have the help of the Europeans, which was a huge prediction when the Europeans decided not to help us.
Right.
That this was the wind-up for another guy, and that there is somebody who is going to take Al-Qaeda and Hamas and Hezbollah and the Islamic Jihad and all these various groups that now are sort of kind of thrashing around like a snake without a head, and that there was somebody that was going to come out of Iran, and that his code name would be Jamal, which what I see in the future is something that means, the Arabic word actually means the beautiful one, but it's kind of a joke. It's like calling a big guy tiny or a fat guy skinny or something. And it's, because whoever this Jamal is seems to be head of what appear to be like an alliance of like seven Arab kings and like three Asian kings.